This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's, where we'll be each and every Sunday night at 6:30 for the entire football season. This segment of the Larry Harrell Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, Watermarks Printing, and by Game Time Wings and Things. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Larry Harrell. Welcome, Coach.
How you doing, Kip?
Doing fine. Coach, we'd get on the bus Friday morning, we'd drive, or we'd go up to Marietta, and we'd go play the Osborne Cardinals, and everything went correct for us. First play, offensive play of the game, we get a pick six, and it was just downhill for them the rest of the game. How pleased were you with that performance?
Oh, I was very pleased. One of the things that I thought our kids handled well was traveling. Just traveling that way, all that way on school buses is always tight on those kids. And they handled it well. We got there about 3:34, stretched out, and went on to proceed to handle the game in a business-like manner. They were kind of surprised at the facilities. They had never been up there before. Never played on turf all year, and they were just excited and happy to go in Atlanta and be able to showcase their talent.
I know this, after driving up there and coming back in one day, and just a person my age, it's hard to catch up on some sleep. But the high point of the trip for us was we got to stop at the Varsity and eat some food.
Yeah, the Varsity right there off of 75, yeah. Right on the way.
And so we battled that traffic. We got in there, and it was a nice trip. Nice facilities up there. I was surprised, to be honest with you, when I got there, how nice it was.
Like I said, every school in that county has turf, and I think you was talking earlier, the band kind of made it exciting. Our band to make the trip, and it was quite an interesting crowd. To say the least, I thought we had a lot of Brunswick High fans that travel. And a bunch, like you said, stayed in the Atlanta area that I got to meet after the game that I didn't meet before. So it was quite festive, and the kids were happy, and they were glad that we took the trip.
I didn't know until you told me before the game that you actually worked at Osborne for a little while.
Yeah, I just worked there about 5 or 6 months. That was when they were doing those rifts in 2010. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay on, and I was able to get a job down the street at Campbell High School. So, just like I said, because of my connection there, was able to get that game. People don't realize how hard it is to get a game. We got the short end of the stick as far as scheduling in our region, and I didn't want to have a bye week the last week, before what I was hoping was going to be a playoff berth. And, just hard to find a game, and luckily, they played a non-region schedule. We was able to get them, get a game. Going up there, and like I said, it was a pleasant experience, and one I hope our kids gain a lot from.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I hadn't asked you this question before. There's 7 classifications in the state of Georgia now. Do you think that's too many?
We were talking about that earlier. I mean, everybody got their different opinions. The team that didn't get in, that got the short end of the stick like us, it was so many different tiebreakers this year because of these small regions. You're going to say you didn't like it, but, the ones that were able to get in, they're excited for it. So it just depends on how it worked. I looked and saw, Houston County won 7 games. At one time was number 1 team in the state and didn't qualify for the playoffs. And you had a lot of different scenarios where teams that won, 6, 7, 8 games, and they qualify to playoffs. And you have teams like Wayne County that, won 3 games and was able to get a host game. So it's just crazy, just depending on, where you're at and what region you're playing in. I think the only team in that region that has a winning record that's in the playoffs was Ware County. So I don't know if I answered your question, Kip, but yeah, it just depends on what side of the coin you own is.
Yeah, I know. I look at that bracket, and you got a 2-8 South Effingham team that's a 3-seed, and we beat those guys 43-0, and it could have been a lot worse than that. So, yeah. And Camden, you know, Camden came in fourth in their region, but, you know, with the 7A tiebreakers or how that works out, and where you can choose an at-large team and things like that. So Camden's not getting into playoffs with their record, but, you know, I don't think they deserve to get in the playoffs this year.
Yeah. Like I said, the heartbreakingest thing is, you know, we lost the tiebreaker. People don't know by 1 point, but they probably know by now. And, you know, just looking at our team Friday night, I'm just heartbroken because, you know, we are so good not to be in the dance. I mean, we're easily, you know, and I'm not going to make excuses, but if that hurricane doesn't derail our season where we have to play all those games for so many days, we're easily the number two team in the region. You know, but that's life. One of the things I was proud of the kids said is that, you know, coach, it's our fault that we didn't make it. They didn't blame anybody. They said, you know, we should have got it done against FAM and Brownwell, and we would be in this position. So it's something that hopefully we'll grow from. And I'm just proud of not, you know, blaming anybody. We just took it upon ourselves as, you know, not making it.
Coach, back to the Osborne game on Friday night. We come out. Jalen Jackson gets a pick six, 15-yard interception right from the opening play of the game, and ended up being the player of the game for us on the radio broadcast. Had a 55-yard kickoff return after the safety, and he's just getting better and better every week.
That kid is amazing. You're talking about a kid that played as a freshman, then played as a sophomore, everybody knows, because had a catastrophic injury before the state basketball playoffs the sophomore year, and has come on and just, he's gotten better each week, hasn't he?
He's good.
You know, he has about 4 or 5 interceptions on a year. He leads our team in punt return yardage. Like you said, has a touchdown on kickoff return. He's just a phenomenal athlete. And, you know, he's only a junior, and we're excited about his future going forward.
Coach, the offense came out, and we had some short drives. It seemed like, I don't think we started a drive on our side of the field, but maybe once in the whole game. But, you know, special teams and, you know, punts, snaps over their head, and we had good punt returns and kick returns and things like that. Started a lot of drives on their side of the field, but our offense really, really came through Friday night.
Yeah. You know, we had a tremendous size advantage. You could tell that from the beginning, warm up. And, you know, usually in games like that, you can tend to be sloppy. You can tend to be disinterested, but again, I'm just proud of our guys for having a business-like mentality, approaching like any other game, and coming out with a strong performance. We started the told the referee to start to run the clock in the second quarter. You know, just didn't want to embarrass anybody. Like I said, I've been on the other side of that coin, and you see that they're struggling, and you know, kids are getting hurt, and. You know, we started pulling our starters out in the second quarter and finished up with pretty much the JV team in the third and fourth.
Coach, did the referee come talk to both of you coaches and say, hey, do you want to do a running clock in the second quarter?
No, yeah, they came at the end of the first.
Okay.
And the other opposing coach wanted to know if I would mind. I told him I didn't mind. And like you say, it's only the sportsmanlike thing to do. Mm-hmm. I think we were up 35-0 or something at the end of the half, and you know, we had done our work for the evening.
We're going to take our first break from our sponsors now. More to come on the Coach Larry Harrell Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new stop for wings, burgers, and fries? Game Time Wings and Things on 341 just across from Captain Joe's is your new home for a great time and great food. Whether it's stopping in for a game of darts, a game of pool, lunch, dinner, or just to enjoy the sports atmosphere, Game Time Wings and Things is your new home for a great time on 341. So stop on in and see Paul and the gang, or call in an order, 912-275-7246. Game Time Wings and Things.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment brought to you by Game Time Wings and Things, I-95 Toyota, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Coach, one of the great things about when you dress people and travel, there's sometimes some games get out of hand and everybody gets to play. And I had a text from one of the moms that sent me a text and said, thank you for calling my son's name out on the radio the other night. So that meant people were back home listening. So talk a little bit about these youngsters that maybe got their first varsity action of the season Friday night.
Well, not just the youngsters, the seniors. There's some seniors that, you know, don't get a chance to play junior varsity because they've timed out, but just can't quite get on the field either. And one of them is we have a deaf kid on our team named DJ Baker. And, you know, he's been wanting to play ever since he's been here. And he was so excited. You know, he travels with an interpreter. Mm-hmm. And she stopped me on the sideline and she said, did you see me play? And I was like, gave him the thumbs up. And he was so elated. You know, and as a coach, you know, you love things like that when everybody gets a chance to play, especially those seniors. We had a kid named Jacoby Evans, has never played, got a chance to play. Demarius Bennett, you know, and these are guys that during the senior speech, they were talking about how they didn't get a chance to play, but just the fact of being on the football team kept them out of trouble, kept their grades right, and just gave them a family outside of the original family that they could trust on and call brothers. So it's priceless, man. You know, we know football is a game of wins and losses, but those are little intricate details, the story that people don't know that makes the game or sports at high school important.
Coach, our defense, I kind of felt sorry for them a little bit, the way our defense was getting after them, and they just didn't have a lot of size up front on the offensive line, and it was just a struggle for them just to even try to move the ball Friday night. Just talk a little bit about the overall performance of your defense for the entire year as a collective. We had maybe the one game against Glenn where we didn't play up to par, but pretty much the rest of the season, we played pretty good on defense.
Well, I think they had negative 25 yards total offense for the evening. Coach Lockett texted me the stats for the year. We improved so much from last year to this year. We only gave them 190 yards a game all year. 90 yards rushing, 100 yards passing. We're going to finish at the top 10 scoring defense in all of 6A, giving up 14.6 points a game, where last year we gave up 25.4 points a game. That's a 10.8 game average, almost 11 points a kill. And the scary thing is I'm looking out there, and the majority of our starters are coming back next year on defense. You know, we lose Seth Neugebauer, but yeah, Jagarion Marcus, who played a lot. We lose Reggie Jackson, Dwayne Austell and Polite, but we still have Rudy Nixon, Tevin Small, and George Mincy. And then we have some guys that play Friday night, Jameer Brown. We have a new kid that transferred in from McIntosh, got a chance to play, and a big guy named Jermaine Brown. You know, in the secondary, we have to place Denaji Gamage, and in the secondary as well, Quan Chapman. But other than those guys, you know, you're talking about, what, 7-8 starters coming back, and more than that, when you count the contributors like Arby Williams and different people like that got a chance to play as well.
You're listening to the Larry Harrell Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, by my count, we got at least 34, 35 seniors coming back next year. Well, juniors are going to be seniors next year. And most of them, you know, most of our defense was juniors this year. We're going to lose a couple offensive linemen and, you know, one running back. But we got some nice pieces coming back in 2017.
The biggest thing is, yep, Kip, we finally got us a quarterback. You know, we had quarterback issues in my first year. Mm-hmm. Jamari Stevens was able to play all 10 games. And I want to say he led the region in passing. Friday night he should have had close to 12, 1,300 yards passing and almost 400 yards rushing, which put him almost at 1,500 yards to our offense. Offseason with Coach Joe Scott is going to take that kid through the roof. It's going to be something dangerous. Again, we have to replace, you know, Demery, who we going on to Georgia, and Jabari Williams, who also has several offers. But we have some young kids behind them in place that have come in, and Coach McKenzie will work out. And, you know, several receivers. We're losing Sean Smith, who took his official trip to the University of Central Florida this weekend, probably commit there, and as well Kelvin Daniels. But, you know, Malik Austin, a big Texas kid, DJ Whitfield will be coming back. Godet, we'll find out whether he's more of a running back or receiver in the offseason. We put some more weight on him. And Alonzo Brown start getting a lot of playing time, as well as several key freshmen that we're excited about. There's a Towns kid that's almost 6 feet, 6'1", that we're really excited about. And, you know, we expect him to get a lot of playing time next year.
Calvin Godet, Coach, he looks pretty good when you have him back there at running back, especially when you can get him on the edge. Maybe about 10 more pounds of muscle, he might.
And the thing is, he likes running between the tackles. Like, Coach, I like that. And I was like, God, this is 6'8 football. We got to get some more weight. Now, he gained – he was only 154 last year.
Okay.
He got up to 165, 166. So, you know, that'll be our goal to get him to about 170, 175. And then he can be able to take a pound because he is lightning quick and had that great burst and explosion.
Coach, your special team, Seth Neugebauer, had a great year punting the football, and, you know, he's going to be leaving us. And talk a little bit about your seniors as they depart. Unfortunately, we'll talk about the playoff scenarios here when we come out of the break. But talk a little bit about these seniors and what they've meant to you.
Just 17 of them, they've been great. Yeah. Seth Neugebauer been a captain. You know, Denaji Gammage, Sean Smith, just the relationship that we build with those kids. I kind of wish I had one more year with them. And you always say that in year two in a program with those kids that only had a chance to spend 2 years with you. They were just starting to get it. But just a great group. Yes sir, no sort of kids, you know, did everything we asked of them. I think the most thing I'm proud of them is during that 3 games, 8 day stretch, how we literally had to spend 10 straight days at the school. And they never cried, never moaned, they just did it. You know, I'm thinking back to our offseason, how we immediately start working out, and they were there every day, Kip. And, you know, they never missed a practice. So, you know, I'm just proud of those guys. I wish nothing but the best. And like I say, in February, we should have several of them that sign and go off to college. And that's one important thing that I'm proud of more than anything else.
We're going to take our second commercial break, and we'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harrell on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747, or online at airadjusters.com.
business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Game Time Wings and Things across from Captain Joe's on Highway 341. This segment is brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Air Adjusters, and by Watermark's Printing. Coach, let's recap the season real quick. The five losses by 14 combined points. We were talking on the way home the other night because that I-16 drive is just brutal.
Brutal, yeah.
This is the craziest football season I've ever seen at Brunswick High School, just thinking about the things that just didn't go our way. And it's just a head scratcher. I can't figure it out.
When yeah. You know, the coach, we're standing around after the game and, you know, we're thinking about things we're going to do differently. I mean, what could you have done? And then you start thinking about how we missed the playoffs by the one-point tiebreak scenario. That's the story of our season, Kip, is the one point. Like, and every week I say we were so close to doing something great, and we never quite turned the corner, you know. And then you see the last two games we played against Richmond Hill and then Osborne. We beat them by a combined 80-17, and you're like, there it is, but it was a week or a game too short. And, you know, one thing I hope our kids, you know, and our players kind of take notice of is that everything counts. Everything counts because this season's flown by. I mean, it just seemed like yesterday we were just sitting here in August, you know, talking about the coffee game, and mm-hmm. now you're riding back from Osborne, like, so? You know, season over with.
Yep.
And you know, like I said, man, I just, you know, in our second year, if you'd have told me we would have made the playoffs, you'd have won all my money because I'd have bet the house that, you know, we were going to make it. And just, you know, things happen in life. And, you know, but I thought our kids handled it well. I thought, like I said, when you have to play two games that close together and two teams are coming off, you know, 21-day layoffs and another one 14-day layoffs and, you know, and you saying, well, they should get it done because they're better than, yeah, you're right, but, you know, football's a physical sport, man. It's hard, you know, to get those kids up, but it's something that we'll learn from, and it's something that our seniors will never forget, and it'll drive us in the offseason. Once again, we'll have something to be motivated about.
Mm. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you probably looked at a 6A bracket already. Give me your thoughts on how the brackets look.
I can't look at it because Brunswick's not on there. That's the biggest thing I'm in shock of. But, you know, like I said, you see some – we just got to talking, you know, some of the crazy matchups you get Region 1 versus Region 4 early. So you got pretty much the best teams in the state playing so early. And the only thing I might – and I've suggested this before when they asked the coaches, you know, their opinion – in Louisiana, they do something called PowerPoint. It's kind of what they do in 1A, where you rank the teams according to strength of schedule, wins, and all that stuff, and then you rank them 1 through 32 or whatever, and that way you get those better matchups later on in the season. And you won't have teams that only won 3 games or 1 game, as you mentioned earlier, making the playoffs. It's going to be more on strength of schedule. We played a very tough schedule, you know, just as every team in the South does. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be enjoyable to watch, but it's just bittersweet because, you know, this will be my second year in a row, you know, after making it 3 straight years of my first 3 years as a head coach and making the playoffs. And it just gnaws at me, Kip. And it's so much similar to my time in Macon County. You know, Macon County, we won 4 games. Last year I won 3. Second year we went 6-5, made the playoff. This year we go 5-5, pretty much identical. And the thing that I'm telling people is, year 3 is when that lid blows off. We got 35 retiring seniors, as you mentioned. They're excited, they're big, they're explosive. And that's when you're going to really see the hard work and wear pay off and see something special. I think you saw something special this year, just didn't quite work out a lot of times at the end. Well, we were in every game, had a chance to win right there at the end of every game. We just didn't quite get over the hump.
You know, talking about those close losses, is that, I mean, you probably lost a lot of sleep this football season just trying to overanalyze and analyze these doggone close losses. Have you ever had a football team that just dealt with that kind of adversity?
Never. And Coach Locke, my defense coordinator, texted me yesterday during Alabama. He said, Coach, I'm leaving. He's been coaching longer than me. I think he's been coaching 18 years. I've never been through a season like this before. I'm watching Patrick Cassers kick all those extra points against Osborne. I think he was, what, 6-6 or 7-7?
Probably had to ice his leg down after the game.
But I'm like, we could have used those earlier in the year. He finally made a field goal against Bradwell. He's a junior. He's coming back. So we won't have those extra point issues going forward. But I know if we don't go through those one-point losses, Kip, we don't find Patrick. We don't have the tryout kicker. And he's going to be special going forward. All our kickers come back. Dalton Thrift will come back. Yo got a chance to kick again and kick some great D1s. We actually kicked off averaging to about the 10-yard line, him and Dalton Thrift. So their legs will get strong in the offseason. Hopefully we'll be able to put those bad boys in the end zone. So big shout-out to Coach Brady. Our special teams improved tremendously. We had the best kickoff return team in all of the region. I think Sean Smith might have averaged 40 yards to kickoff return. Our punt team, Seth probably averaged the deepest punt average in the region. So just everything is positive going forward. And I know people, you know, will say, or I heard a lot that we should be in the playoffs, and they're absolutely right. But that's the bad break of the draw, and you know, it's something that's going to drive us in the offseason and keep us motivated going forward.
Coach, I want to talk about one of the crazier plays that I've seen, that touchdown punt return they got the other night. We thought it was a dead ball, and we know Sherrod went down and hit the return guy, and the ball bounced out, and then the flag came in, and their guy just picked it up and started running and scored a touchdown. It was crazy.
The kids thought they heard the flag, the whistle blow, so they all stopped. The other kid just had the sense to start running. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody who knows Sherrod is so fast that it's hard for him to stop once he gets momentum going forward. He hit the kid and the ball bounced. The other kid had a chance to pick it up. But it's one of those things that, you know, you tell your kids, don't ever let up, because we really want that shutout. Stay focused going forward. But like I said, it was one of the crazier plays of the year, and give credit to the kid for, you know, having heads up to score. But less than that didn't happen. They would have gotten the end zone.
Coach, one last question before we – one question, then we'll close on a different note. 5-5, didn't live up to expectations, live in a small town, a lot of rumors flying around. How do you deal with that?
You can control what you can control. We're in that type of business where, you know, 14, 15, 16-year-olds playing dictates your livelihood. You know, we don't shy away from it. But, you know, we've been hearing things since we've been here, Kip. You know, and it just being in a football town, football praise town, people want instant results. And, you know, we have to continue to do what we can do. And I'm just so proud of my coaches because, you know, when the craziness was going on after the Bradwell game, we could have easily tucked tail and packed up bags and shit out, but we didn't. You know, we put together a strong performance against a 6-win Richmond Hill team and shut them down, and then went on a road, a 5-hour trip, and handled an Osborne team the way we should have. But, you know, expectations are no higher than through myself and my coaches or our players. So, you know, disappointing. But like I said, I'm just proud of them because, again, from where we came from last year to this year, total difference between night and day. Total difference. I think you would agree.
Yes, sir. Coach, I just want to make a personal comment. You've been gracious enough over the last couple of years to allow me to be close to the football program, and I can attest to the fact that how hard these coaches and how hard these kids work every day, and just want to thank you for letting me be close.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you, Mr. Bishop, and Jason, and just the media coverage that y'all do to support high school. I mean, it blew the Osborne people away that, you know, y'all have a radio station that travels everywhere. And I said, you know, the South Georgia is big everywhere. So y'all do a great job. And, you know, I know, you know, when you read these articles and things and people have different things, and but, you know, you're doing your job. And that's a part of coaching. And, you know, everybody is going to have their opinion. But ultimately, we have to do what we feel is best. And I just appreciate you guys for, you know, support the last 2 years. And, you know, hopefully going forward, we'll bring back the results that Brunswick High not only wants but deserves.
Coach, any last comments before we wind up our last show of the year?
Yeah, once again, just appreciate Pirate Nation. Really appreciate my kids, my players, and my coaches, and just bearing with us. And, you know, we really have some great supporters. Our Booster Club president, you know, Sabrina Nixon and Ms. Gilliard, always there for us. The longshoremen who graciously donated a big donation to us to allow us to make that trip last Friday, and Selena McMillan and the cafeteria staff, and just on and on and on. Our AD Steve Waters, our principal, you know, our man, a superintendent. We work in a great school system, and we're lucky to be here and glad to work and live here. And like I always say, go Pirates.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show this year with Coach Larry Harold on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out next season and listen to Coach Harold talk about the 2017 season. Location yet to be determined, but I'd like to thank Game Time Wings and Things this year for allowing us to be here each and every Sunday night. And
great job.
It was a great job, and they did a fantastic job of hosting us all season long. And for Coach Larry Harold, I'm Kip Branch signing off.